Okay. Parshas Vayera. There's a very big problem at the beginning of the parsha. So the three guests from Malachim come to Avraham and they tell him that his wife is going to have a child. Why was this necessary? We already had previously the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham he's going to have children. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham in last week's parsha, Lech Lecha, to change his wife's name from Sarai to Sarah. She's going to have a child and the name is going to be Yitzchak. We had the whole promise of having a child was already in Pasha's Lech Lecha. So how come in Vayera there's another incident of Achnasas Ochim? Does Achnasas Ochim, and then one of the Ochim, who's the Ramalach, tells him he's going to have a child. So why do you have to have repeat the promise? Also, it seems Avraham Avinu never told Sarah about this thing that she's going to have a child, because she makes fun of it, and she gets rebuked. Hashem rebukes her. That's why you don't believe. Already, and previously, when he had the Bris Milah, during that time of the Bris Milah, he was told that his wife Sarah is Sarah and she'll have a child. So what? It's a problem here. How come he never told her? How come Hashem never told Zorah? Zorah was a prophet. How come Hashem never told her? Also, why didn't she really believe when the Malach told her? So why wasn't she happy? So there's a lot of problems here. In the first story of Parshas Vayera, a lot of problems, a lot of questions. Okay, so first of all, he says, but also, why was it that when Avraham Avinu was told through the mitzvah of Milah, so then at that very time, Hashem tells him, your wife Sarai will be Sarai, will have a child. And then it says he did the Milah. So it means at the time of this Milah, Hashem is telling him also about he's going to have a child called Yitzchak. What's the connection? So now we get into some chassidus here. Avraham Avinu is midas chesed. Yitzchak is midas din. So the problem is usually a child has the same spiritual genetics. There's a spiritual genetic. There's not just a biological, there's also a spiritual. So if a father is chesed, he'll usually have a child who's also chesed. So since Avram is Chesed and Yitzchak is Din, how did that just happen? The answer is because it has to do with Bris Milah. Bris Milah is Midas Din. The mitzvah of Bris Milah is to have Din, because you cut off the Arla, you cut off the evil that represents evil, the Arla, that skin. So it's Din, you cut off evil. So it means Avraham Avinu, of course, is chesed, but every chesed has to have a certain amount of din. Yitzchak is din, he has to have a certain amount of chesed. You can't live life just with din or just with chesed. There has to be a combination. So sure, some people are more chesed, a little bit of din. Some people are more din, a little bit of chesed. These things are not black and white. Only chesed, only din, or 50-50 combination. It's all kinds of variation. Some people are 80% chesed, 20% din, some are 50-50, some are 80% din, 20% chesed, mixtures. So Avraham Avinu, he was a lot of chesed, but he has to have some din, so the din was actually brought home to him by the Bris Milah. Mitzvah Milah is to get rid of evil. It's a pasuk, u'v'ata hara mekabecha, exterminate evil, get rid of it. Now, Avraham Chesed, he brings everybody in. So what does that mean? The Chesed flips the evil into good. There's a difference between chesed and din. In din, you destroy evil. In chesed, you convert evil into good. That's why chesed is more than din. Chesed has more power, because chesed can take something bad and turn it into good. Din means you get rid of the evil. Chesed means you shower so much goodness that the goodness converts the evil into good. So mila is destruction of evil. Pure din. Okay. So that was a test for Avram. Avram Avinu was always chesed, and now he has to do something which is pure din. So that was his test, if he could do such a thing. Right. He could. It means even a person is chesed, sometimes you have to do pure din. You have to do it, you know. It's a parent, there's a lot of chesed for his child, but sometimes you have to be tough. You have to say, because you know it's better for the child to have din. Teacher, you know, if you have just chesed, you spoil it. Pure chesed without any din is no good. Once in a while, you have to have din. Okay, I would say like this: that the yeshiva is mainly chesed with a certain amount of din, and I think the college part of the school is mainly din with a little bit of chesed. Okay, so you have to think it through, which one is, what combination is better. But generally speaking, Avraham Avinu was pure chesed, but Hashem gave him the mitzvah of mila, which is pure din, because you have to sometimes switch to the other side completely. Now, Yitzhak, the word Yitzhak means to be happy. Now, usually happiness is associated with chesed, kindness, din, justice, punishments. Not a happy thing. So, but the Torah gives Yitzchak the name Yitzchak, which means to have simcha. Because the Torah says, even though Yitzchak is per se the personification of din, but he has to have chesed too. So that's why he was given the name Yitzchak, which is the side of chesed that he got from Avraham. They say many stories about different rabbis and rabbanim. Some of them mainly chesed, but there's sometimes a streak of din. Sometimes they were mainly din and a streak of chesed. I mean, I tell you, I had two big rabbis. One rabbi was the Rav of Salvation. He was Beth Be'etzem. He was din. Very, very, very demanding. Very ish halacha. Very deep and very demanding. Very, no tolerance. You have very little tolerance for foolishness. But I was with him a long time, so I saw that whole side of din. But once in a while, he would show amazing chesed. Once in a while, once in 10 years, you would see a chesed. But his chesed was pure. Pure chesed. He had tremendous chesed when it came. There were two things where he showed amazing chesed. You know, he was usually very, very strict, very demanding. But two things he would show amazing chesed. First of all, if anybody he knew was ever sitting shiva, he would always be menachem aval. Could be even somebody had anything to do with it. He always went for nechem aveilim. That was, showed chesed when someone had a loss. He also was very big on chesed and big acholim. Anyone he knew he was not feeling well, he would go to the hospital to visit him. Those two mitzvahs were where he showed very big chesed, I saw. But otherwise, he was very strict, very, very, very demanding.
I just heard a story about him. Going to a funeral. He went to the cemetery before Yom Kippur. These two Jews asked if he looked like a rabbi. They weren't so affiliated. So they asked if he could come to tell him with them. So he went to all the quorum they wanted to go to. And someone came over to them afterwards and said, like, did you know who that was? And they had no idea.
Right. So that way he showed a lot of chesed. You're right. With funerals, cemeteries, and with sick people. Otherwise, he was very strict. Very strict. Very tough. Super tough, really. Now, I had another Rebbe, Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein was the sweetest man in the world. He was so much chesed. Remember once I was driving Moshe Feinstein home from the yeshiva to his house, and he saw a Jew on the street carrying a couple of bags of groceries. He says, "Stop." And they stop, and he opened up and he says, "Come inside, I'll give you a ride home wherever you want to go. We have to take you home." He would stop on the road, he was driving home, he'd see a Jew. You have to stop and help him with his bags. He was an ish chesed. But when it came to learning Torah, was he tough? Who was he tough? He said an idea in Torah, you could not budge him. You could not budge him. He was as tough as nails. It was interesting. He was chesed in general, but very tough in learning Torah. And the Rav was just in general very tough, Torah especially. And chesed in a few ways, especially. Anyway, people have different combinations. So this goes back all the way to the very beginning. Avraham Avinu was ish chesed, but he had to have some din. That was the bris milah. Yitzchak was the gav of din, but he has his chesed and his name Yitzchak. Okay. Now, Avraham and Sarah, this is very important, these ideas. Avraham and Sarah was really a combination of chesed and din. Avraham is chesed, Sarah is din. You see that Sarah is very tough. She's very tough. She has no tolerance for Hagar, Yishmael. Can't. Gotta throw them out. Very strict din. Avraham Avinu is a chesed. He says, no, we should let Yishmael stay. And even Hashem promised him a son, Yisroch. He says, no, Yishmael, Yechel Fenecha, let it be Yishmael. Even though he understands that you can't compare Yishmael to Yitzchak. But he's chesed. So it was din. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu put them together because he wanted to have this balance. Avraham Avinu couldn't turn anybody away. He could be the worst person in the world. He was very, very warm in bringing everybody in. It says that these three people who came, they looked like, it says they were people who were obviously of their Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says he told them, wash your feet because they bowed down to the ground. They had some kind of cult. They worshipped the ground. So Avraham Avinu was thinking of the Avodah Zarah. This is already, he was already an old man and Bismillah knew Hashem for so many. And still he loves people who worship Avodah Zarah. It was really pure chesed. Right. And you see then that this week's passion, how much effort he puts in to praying for Sodom. Sodom were the worst people in the world. They were murderers, mamish murderers. You walked into Sodom without a permit, they killed you on the spot. You don't even go in. You know, you want to sell something, you come in without a license, they catch you, they kill you. It was the richest city in the whole region. There were wealthy people. There were scoundrels and murderers. And he prays for them. Hashem should save them, not destroy them. He had amazing love for people, Avraham. Because he believed in people. He believed everybody is salvageable. You're not allowed to give up on anybody. Everybody can be reached. That's his idea of chesed. Every human being is priceless. Every human being is a tzelem elokim. No matter how evil it looks on the outside, there's something in there which is good, which is redeemable, and that you can bring out. So you have tremendous chesed, even from murderers. Maybe he can fix them, maybe bring them closer to Hashem. Right. And he says, "How, if that's so true, if Avraham Avinu was such a tremendous lover of people, then how did he send Lot away?" We read in last week's Pasha, there was a fight between Lot's shepherds and Avraham's shepherds. So he tells to Lot, maybe you'll go away, so we won't have fights. So that's not nice to send somebody away. So he says a tremendous thing here from his father. He said a word like this. It's a very, very deep word, he says, sometimes the biggest chesed in the world is to send somebody away. In other words, loads. Very close to Avraham Avinu. He's with him for decades. He's his main student. But there was something The Rav explained that there was something with Lot. When he went to Mitzrayim, and they came back rich, the riches spoiled him. As long as they were refugees and running and fighting for an ideal and trying to convert people and so on, he was great. But once they became rich in Mitzrayim, the money went to his head and he became became egoistic and selfish, even stealing. It's a strange thing. He's very rich now, and all of a sudden he lets his shepherds go out and steal. It's a strange paradox. A rich person becomes even a thief because he wants more money. Mishesh the money, it's a Messiah, it's Abameos, and then he becomes, the money corrupts. So, but meanwhile, he had goodness in him, Lot. So if he's next to Avraham, that wouldn't be good. You have a tzaddik, pure tzaddik, and you have a guy who's a mishmash. Good, bad, mixed together. So there's a chassidish idea here, which I don't know exactly what it means, but I can explain it simply. But the chassidish idea is that the tzaddik will, if this mishmash guy is next right near the tzaddik will pull all the kedusha out of him like a magnet, and the guy will be left with nothing, turn completely evil. Because the tzaddik will pull the kedusha out. That's what the chassidish says. So it's better for him to go away. If he goes away, then he remains a mishmash. He has kedusha. He has tumah. He's a mishmash. He's mixed together. But at least he has the kedusha. If he stays with the tzaddik, he'll lose everything. The tzaddik will take everything away from him. That's what the chassidus says. If you think about it psychologically, it is also true. Because when someone is a mishmash and he's in a very good environment, he gets depressed. Look, people around me are so good and I'm a mishmash. So he throws everything away. That'll be completely bad. But put him out in Oshkosh by himself. So compared to everybody else, he's a big tzaddik because they're completely lost and he's a mishmash. So he's good. So he keeps what he has. It's an old, it's a psychological thing. That some people put them in a good environment, it's very bad for them because they can't measure up. They get depressed when they see everybody around them is so good and they're not so good. And then they lose everything. Better put them on their own someplace else where they could be a leader. They could be a leader, so they'll be very good. That was Avraham Avinu's cheshbon. He said, I keep Lot near me. Now that he became a kulkol in Mitzrayim, he became this rich man with all these tavot, mamon, next to me, and I'm giving everything away. I'm a bal chesed, and he's like that. He's going to get depressed, and he's going to throw everything. This way, let him go to Sodom. In Sodom, he's a big tzaddik. Lot, compared to Sodom, is an incredible tzaddik. Sodom, they kill you if you give even a loaf of bread to a widow. They kill you because you're showing chesed. And Lot was he was a big baal chesed. He brings guests in. So in Sodom, he's a big tzaddik. In fact, I always say that Lot himself went to Sodom with the kavana to be makarev the people of Sodom. Lot was used to this, to reach out and bring people from Avraham. So here Avraham said, go, but he didn't have the nerve to go leave Avraham. This is Rebbe and his leader, so he's not going to go away from him. And Avraham said, listen, it's time to split. Where do you want to go? So he picks Sodom. Why did he pick Sodom? Because I can fix Sodom. He says, Avraham can't go into Sodom. Sodom is so lost that even Avraham can't. But I could reach them.
Wait a minute. I like the idea. It's just, And where does this idea come from? That like his shepherds were stealing, and he was a rich man.
Yeah, that's the way it is. The way it is that sometimes money corrupts. So a person who has $100 million will steal an apple. That's the way it is. Crazy, but it's crazy. Mishigas of the Eitz Hara. The more money you have, the more you get a yetzer to get more. You would think that, no, the more money I have, I'm a stopper, I should be satisfied. It's hafuch. The yetzer goes the other way. The more money you have, the more you want to get.
Isn't that the whole story of the Jewish people? We have stuff, we become arrogant, we get destroyed and repent.
Right, exactly. Well, you see that. The premise is that you see a little bit of, I don't know these people, but there's Warren Buffett and the guy from Microsoft, what's his name?
Bill Gates.
So they both made tens of billions of dollars. So Bill Gates, I don't know how much he was up to, 30 billion or 40 billion. He said, I made enough money, I'm taking this money, and I'm giving it to help the poor people in the world. So he made a foundation. They say that by now, I don't know, his foundation every 10 years old, he says, in these 10 years, he saved about 1 million people from starvation or diseases. He might have saved 1 million lives. It's amazing. There's a man who was able to control that yetzer for money. Now, Buffett never did. Buffett just keeps on going. 40 billion, 50 billion, 60 billion. A little bit Gates got out of him now. But that's a guy who just, the more I have, the more I want to get. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying it from reading newspapers. That's what it looks like. I don't know the people at all. So I have some shock. Say something. But so Lot, he got this syndrome. So go to, maybe when he went to Sodom, he thought, I'll get more rich, because that's bad. They're very rich. So that was part of it. But the good part of it was he was saying, I can fix Sodom. I'll teach them to do chesed. They can be rich and do chesed too, like me. They can make more money. And you can even steal, but you do chesed. How many people? Their businesses are not so kosher, but they get honored by the dinner and they give $1 million. There are plenty of people. So you can get mishmash, but you do good things with the mishmash. So that's why he went to Sodom. It was good for Lot to go to Sodom. It was good for him. Abraham said he's right, he should go. I can't go into Sodom. Sodom is so far away from Avram, they would kill me on the spot. I'll give a piece of bread to someone. They'll kill me on the spot. Lot will know how to do it by then. So that's why Lot actually became a judge in Sodom. It says, Rashi says, that day, Lot Yosef Bishah Sodom, Ota Yom, Minahu Shofet Alem, they made him a judge. Why did he want to become a judge? Why would he want to become a judge? Because he wanted to fix the dome, to teach them to do chesed. He'll make justice.
Such a good reading.
Huh?
This is a good reading.
Yeah, you like the Pshat. It's a good Pshat. It's Emes. So that's why, so it was good for Lot to split. So this was actually Avram Avinu's chesed, that Lot should go. Okay. Now, Sarah was mainly din. Avadasov brought people in. She was Megayeret Anush, not the Nushin. She made women converts. But she could not tolerate Yishmael. She saw Yishmael as doing Avadazor, Gilarai Shvichas Damim. She said, Garesh, you can't fix this. In general, Midas Adin is a feminine trait. This, by the way, I learned this the first time, I don't know, when I first started studying Hasidus, it bothered me. But the Hasidus and the Zohar, they say, Din is the Midah of the Nekeva. And Chesed is the Midah of the Zohar. And the beginning, when I saw this, I was very, I couldn't chapo it, I didn't understand it. But now, after many, many, many years of seeing it, And thinking about it, and I see it's emes. Women in general are din. Men in general are chesed. Okay, of course, I mentioned before, there's always mixtures. I don't want to misunderstand that people have chesed and din chesed. But women have this thing straight. They're b'teva straight. Men are b'teva undefined. As a fundraiser, you should know, if you want to raise money, there's a husband and a wife. If you sit down with the husband, you ask for your yeshiva, he'll write you a check for $100,000. Sit with his wife and ask for the yeshiva, she'll give you a check for $50, $18, never $100,000. You walk around all the yeshivas, you see names. 90% plus of all the names are men. The men give, the women are tight. They have midas adin. The man of midas chesed, the man of more. That expresses itself in charity. That you see men give much more charity than women.
That isn't because they're bigger belly.
Who, the men? Yeah. They want more kavod. That's part of chesed. In other words, when you have chesed, chesed basically means expansiveness, espashlus. And din is tzimtzum, narrowness. So the espashlus expresses itself in many ways. And charity means you give a lot. In terms of publicity, expand. You want your name all over the place because it's expanding your name. It's getting spread around. Women don't like to put their name around. Women not sanua. That's why women have tznius. Tznius is part of din. Tzimtzum. Men are not sanua. Women are not sanua. But teva, that's sanua. They want to be. They're not interested in publicity. Men like publicity. People bow down to me. Women are not looking for that. Women are in the house. Basara Ba'olam. She's not looking to be famous. People like to be. Men like to be famous. Men have midas chesed, which is espashtus, and women have midas hadin. It starts with Avram and Sarah are the examples because they're the first Jewish couple. So the Avram is the most possible chesed, and Sarah mainly is the most possible din. That's why Hashem put them together to be the model for all future Jewish people. So like this, I want to move a little bit away from the Hasidus, but to use it as a piece of advice, you know, you guys are almost on the brink of marriage. When you get married, you should know that your wife is din and you're the chesed. So therefore, you should let her do her din. You know, if she says, let's not spend money on something. Listen to her, don't spend the money. If she says, let's not give the child another ice cream, you want to keep on giving your kid ice cream. She says, no, it's too much ice cream, it's fun. Listen to her, that's her meat, it's din. She creates the controls. You're expansive, you're chesed, you want to give. But this woman, she's like the auditor of the books. She's auditing. This yes, this no. That's her meat. So when you get married, you have to, you know, let the woman who's din express her midah. It's good to be checked because the chesed, unchecked chesed, is now good. It has to have a mixture with din. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Sarah to Avram, and he says to Avram, "Kol asher tamelecha Sarah shema v'kol." Listen to her. You want to keep your shema, but she says no. Listen to her. You have to have din. So, okay. So now, so basically there's this concept called hiskalalus hamidos, mixing different midos together, mixing chesed with din, joining them. It could be a husband and a wife, it could be in the same person. So this is the concept of what's going on. So Mela is like this. There's a chap here. It says in the Passion story with the three malachim that Sarah made bread, Lushi, Asihu goat, and Alaboka brought to Avram. Avram prepared the meat. He served the meat, the bread, and also had the butter, or whatever. So how come, Prichasidus, how come she makes the bread and he makes the meat? Could have had the opposite. Let him make the bread, let her make the meat. So he says a word like this. He says in Chasidus, lechem is chesed and meat, basar, is din. Lechem is chesed, basar is din. Okay, I have to think about why this is so, but you can believe him when he says it. Basar is din. Basar is din, basar is red, because basar has blood in it. So basar always has a red color. Lechem is white. The best bread is white flour, right? Before, without health considerations, the most tasty bread is the white flour bread. So white colors, white is midas hachesed. Red is midas hadin. So Esav was red, midas hadin. White is chesed. So bread is white, so bread is chesed, and meat is din, it's red. So Mela, oh, that was the opposite. He says, exactly. So he says, that's why they did it the opposite, in order to have the other midah, not to be one-sided. So was din, she should make the bread. She should get involved with chesed. Am Avinu is chesed, he should make the meat, he should get involved in din. We have to have hiskalut hamidot. We have to mix midot together. We can't be pure one midot. We have to have a combination. Of course, you can be emphasized one of the two sides. Avim is more chesed, but he has to have some din. Sarah is more din, she has to have chesed. So, that's why she does the bread and he does the meat. Okay. To mix chesed with din. Very good. That's why it says in the Chumash, when in the desert, it says, "Bein hu abayim toichel basa b'boker tizbulachim." When they got the slav, they got the slav in the evening. When they got the man, they got the man in the morning. Why? Evening is din, morning is chesed. So the slav, which is meat, comes at night. It's din, a time of din. The man is bread, lechem. It's lechem in Hashemayim. So that lechem comes by boker at the time of chesed. Okay. So now, why do we need this malach to come and tell Sarah? We already have the promise of Yitzchak was told by Hashem to Avram earlier. So the answer is because this episode with the Malach would make Sarah go bake the bread, so she would get involved with Midas HaChesed. And Avram, who's chesed, would do the meat, would get involved with din. Now Yitzchak is going to be born from both of them. Yitzchak is going to be a combination of chesed and din. So in order to make it concrete, that even though Avram is pure chesed, it's very close to pure chesed, and Sarah is very close to pure din, they're going to have a child who's going to be more din, more than Avram, much more. Much closer to Sarah, but he's going to have chesed too. So they wanted, Hashem Yisbarach wanted, that they should go through a process of achnasas ochim. This achnasas ochim, there should be chesed with din, and this would, in the way they made the food, and this would affect the Yitzchak, that Yitzchak would come out as a mizug, as a skalarus, a kola, a package of chesed and din. That's why Yudavka had three malachim. The three malachim, it says in the Zohar, I think he brings it down. Right. The three malachim represented Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram is mainly chesed. Yitzchak is mainly din, and Yaakov is a balance, chesed plus din. He's teferes. It's a mixture. The boat side, this is the boat. So let's see if we can a little bit apply it to our lives. So I don't know, you know, everybody has to figure out in terms of looking at one's own self, am I more midas chesed or am I more midas din? Because there are two types of personalities that Kaddish Baruch Hu puts into the world. He puts chesed people and puts din people. So first I have to look at myself and say, am I basically chesed or am I basically din? Once I know, well, I pretty much know what I basically am, then two things come out of that self-awareness. It says in all the Sfarim in Musa, I use this expression, I don't know who was the first person who said it, Da Atzmacha Tchila. The first step is to self-awareness, to know what I am. Then I go on to what I will do, but first I have to know what I am. So am I basically chesed? Am I basically din? Once I know what I basically am, then two things resolve. First of all, what I basically am should be what I basically do. If I'm basically midas chesed, I should be basically doing chesed. If I'm basically din, I should be basically doing din. Because Hashem programmed me with these tchunos hanefesh, with these abilities. So if I'm basically an ish chesed, I should be doing chesed. If I'm basically an ish din, I should be doing din. That's step one. And step two is, I should always mix the other midah somewhat into what I do. I'm ish chesed, there should be some things I'm doing which are din. Even though I'm basically doing chesed, there should be some kind of din someplace. If I'm basically an ish din, I should be doing some chesed. Like I told you, I have two rabbis, the Rav and the Moshe Feinstein. The Rav was basically ish din, he did some chesed. Moshe Feinstein was basically ish chesed, and he did din. So, yet you have to, but the first step is da asmcha tchila, figure out. Now, also, another thing which comes out of this discussion here is, what my parents are doesn't necessarily define who I am. So my parents could be chesed, but I'm din. My parents could be din. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu does not necessarily follow the genetic code that you have to be like your parents. You could be like your parents, but you could be different than your parents. It's very, very important to get this... self-definition, yes.
Is it not possible to change which midah you are more defined by?
I don't believe so. It's a very good question. Very good question. Okay, I have to tell you like this. There's me and there's other people say, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rabbi, my Rebbe, said like this. He said that it's possible. He said it is possible to switch. He said his own grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisker, was really, basically, very strong din. You know, in his learning, he was amazing. His precision was incredible. And today, he lived 100 plus years ago, and even today, all the yeshivas in the world are grappling with his ideas and his very precise, very incisive. Basis, the basic method of learning Gemara that we have is Reb Chaim Brisker. So he was ish din. Rav said he was not just din in learning Gemara, he was din in everything. Very, 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 very demanding, very strict in every way. And he says his nature was not to be nice to people. His nature was to be very, very demanding of people. Like from himself. He was very strict with himself, but din, he was very demanding. But he said he saw that that's not the way to really deal with others. So he said, the Rav said that my grandfather broke his din and replaced it with chesed. He became the sweetest person and brisk to help other people. He opened his house, never locked his house. The door was always open. His house was a homeless shelter for all the homeless and brisk. Didn't have where to sleep. Slept at Chaim Brisker's house. It was completely against his way. He was not to open up. To be very, very strict, very closed. But he opened up. Yes?
I'm just thinking of a few examples that the chesed is the way to go. Even the Gemara says straight. In the Olam, someone should always be like Hillel and not Shammai. It also, by Yoshua and Yochai, he was strict. Hashem was put him back in the cave. He came out. By Yonah, last few psukim, it says, so just Kayin and Hevel, so just the few things, it doesn't seem like it's an option which one to choose from. It says, straight, you should always be like Hillel, not like, I don't understand where the...
I don't know, that's you quoting certain Gemara, and there's another Gemara that says, Yikov Hadin has a hap. The din has to pierce the mountain. We don't care. Don't let anything stop the din. The din has to be carried out. So, and then the Zohar says that we're only going to paskin like Beis Hillel in this world. Once we get Mashiach, all halacha is going to switch to Beis Shammai. So Shammai, there's a whole big machlokas, but it seems from the Zohar that the world of din is more ideal than the world of chesed. It says this world is sort of like we're weak. People are weak nowadays. They have a lot of yetzer hara and taiva. So chesed, olam yibona. Chesed builds this world, but the next world, people have very tiny yetzer hara. So we'll be very strict. You have to follow the din, and we switch from Hillel to Shammai. And that's not the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say there'll be any switches, but the Zohar. So that, what you're raising is a very good question because it's a big controversy, really. Is the highest thing chesed or is the highest thing din, if you're going to choose? So that gets to your question. If I'm blessed with a certain fundamental way, should I switch it to some other fundamental way? So personally, I'm just saying, so the Rav said his grandfather did it. He replaced his din with chesed.
Did you have other reasons for saying that, or just because he saw Reb Chaim change and therefore that proves that?
The Rav thought it was incredible that a person could do such a thing. He said it many times. He thought the Reb Chaim was... He said he was able to do it because he had so much power of din. In other words, his mind was so strong, he could literally change his personality through the power of his thought. In other words, he used the koach of din to change his personality into chesed. Where was the din? In the way he thought. His mind was so strong, his thinking, the cognitive had so much power, it could control, he could actually literally change his personality. Now, personally, I can tell you that I've tried it many times to use cognition to change my personality. It's been very, very, I would say, unsatisfactory results. I don't find that thinking, change basic personality. Basic personality, whether it's chesed or din, I find it stays the same. So therefore, there's another shita in the Zohar, Chasidus, is Hashem gives you this midah, that's a shlichus. That's what the Baruch Rebbe used to say in the Chasidus. Like, it means he's programmed you with this kochos of nefesh, with these abilities, so then hafuch, don't change them, use them. You can do things that other people can't do. That's why you were given this. You're chesed. You can do things that no one else can do because you have so much chesed. Or you're din. You can do so much din, no one else. So don't change it. Do it. That's what the mainstream chasidus is. I think Musar, in general, the Litvisha Musar, is into what they call shviras hamidos, breaking the midah and replacing it with a good midah. But the chasidus is more what they call his alus hamidos, taking the midah and raising it, using the midah which you have and developing it. I think that's a basic difference between these two questions are very good questions, but I think it actually does boil down with the machlokas and shitos and derech hachaim. And in general, you can say it's chasidus versus the musa. The musa movement believes in changing midos, and chasidus believes in developing. It's not changing. Big machlokas. Yes?
So, could it be that really we need to know when to use these particular midot? When you mentioned, yet you have Yahiv Din at the heart, what comes to mind is a judge needs to be on point. You can't go either way. In other words, they're saying you use Din when you're judging a court case 100%. You can't have ruffling. Depends what it calls for, but you can fudge the case. Now, you said in the Zman Mashiach we're going to switch to Shammai. So when I hear that, I think it's not that suddenly we're going to forget Chesed. No, we're going to be so much closer to Hashem. Out of Ahava, we're going to be so strict with ourselves. We're going to want to do more.
Good.
Now,
it's nice. I like that.
So when you have a balanced approach, you, in other words, it's knowing when to use which.
Good.
And if you don't know
that's
how to use
good.
The other, you have to find out how to use it.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Excellent. That's a good.
Just to add to that, we see that didn't Shlomo Shaul HaMelech get punished because he didn't have the din?
Right. Shaul was very good. Both of you are saying excellent things that a person has to learn when to use which midah. Gamizeh al Tanach Yadecha, Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, you have this, you have that, use both. Use every tool in the toolkit, use it. And that's excellent. That's really what the Shmuel is saying, called Hiskalalut, using all the different tools. And then Shlomo HaMelech, he's saying, well, Shlomo HaMelech, he was Ish Chesed, he didn't know that at that point he really had to switch to Din. That was his test, and that's what he failed. He was supposed to use Din when he really was very strong Chesed. So the test that I want to add this point, right, you mentioned it. The tests that people get from Hashem are usually, the test is to go against your basic midah. If you're Ish Chesed, God puts a situation where you have to do Din. If you're Ish Din, God puts in a situation where you have to use Chesed. That's what's expected, but you know, that's where it's very tough. It's very, very tough for a person to use the other midah. It's not his basic midah, but usually that's usually the test. The Avraham Avinu was Ish Chesed. The test was Akedas Yitzchak, kill your son. Strongest possible din in the world. So it's very strange. But when these things happen, you have to be very strong. You have to say, you know, I know Hashem is testing me with my weak spot. You get tested when you call it your weak spot. When you're strong, God doesn't usually test you where you're strong, because you're strong. So you do it. So it's easy. But you get tested on your weak spot. I see you like that.
It's like, because it makes sense, because they're like such, it's like they're both the Yetzer Tovas, but they're such poor opposites. So it's like, that's why it's like, it is so hard for someone who's like, so much meat to stay in, to have like, meat to slay.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. I don't know which way it's harder. I mean, I know that for someone with chesed, it's very, very hard to use din. And I see for people with din, it's very, very hard for them to have chesed. It's almost impossible. They think that this is the way it has to be, and this is right, and this is correct, and this is justice, and you're asking me to do something because of chesed. So very, I tell you, I'm more of an ish chesed, so for me it's hard to do din, but when I see people with din, I find that they have a very tough time to have chesed. Very tough. And that's the test, you know, when you're supposed to. Now sometimes it's very tough, what you're saying, which is correct, it's very tough to use the right midah at that particular juncture, because you're being pulled emotionally, the midos are fighting, and you have a basic midah which wants to go a certain basic way. It's very hard, these tests. It's super hard. And when you find that the situation is really, really bothering you, you think about it, you'll see it's usually this question, chesed and din. It's really bothering you, and you don't know how to deal with it. Yes?
I don't know if this is a real concept, but is there, like, within chesed, there's din and chesed.
Right.
Within din, there's chesed.
Yes.
So, like, how does a person gauge what they are?
I guess you gauge where you are by what's pulling you. Generally speaking, which side is the pull? Not that you thought it through with the philosophy. Which side, chesed din, is your instinctual pull? You have an instinct. It takes a little bit of time to figure it out, but you should be able to find out what is your basic instinct. Is your basic instinct to be soft and considerate and kind, or is your basic instinct to be tough and demanding? It could be with others, could be with yourself. What's that basic instinct? Where do you usually you maybe ask other people what do they think, because it says in the Mishnah, Teferet, the Mishnah is saying it, the Mishnah Pinko, Eze Derech Shi'avor Lo Adam, which way should a person go? Teferet Lo Oseh, it's nice for him, in other words, his basic instinct. Teferet Levnei Adam, other people say this is a nice way for you. So when you do chesed, do other people give you compliments? They say, oh, you're stupid. When you're doing din, other people saying, oh, that's good, you're right, it's strong. Or they're saying, oh, you're too tough. You know, maybe gauge it through listening to others. How do other people react to what you're doing? The Mishnah giving you, the Mishnah telling you, Eze Derech, it could be your own instinct. Teferet Lo Oseh, the person himself has an instinct, you won't feel about it. Or Bnei Adam, other people tell you what they think.
It can also be 50-50.
If you're 50-50, that's not so easy to deal with. I mean, you could be a 50-50. It means every situation pulls you both ways. You're going to have a hard time working it out. But okay, that's your situation, so Hashem. But one thing we know, any situation that you're in, there's a corollary. There are 2 points. Any situation the person's in, Hashem put you there, number one. Number two, Hashem has a vote of confidence in you that you can figure it out, do the right thing. Hashem put you in a situation because He knows you can handle it. He never puts you in a situation that you cannot handle. God does not want people to fail. God wants people to succeed. And He puts you in a situation where you will make the right choice. If you think it through, you will make the right choice and you will successfully make that choice. You have to know that. Yes?
I think we're used to thinking in terms of the Rambam that everything is best in balance. That either Shreem is bad or you want, except for like on a couple of meters that he says like Kaz, he says it should never be the Kaz. But so I guess I always sort of assumed that Teferes would be better than Chesed or Din because it was a balance of the two. Is that not correct? Is there...
That's not... That's the Rambam sheet, though, correct. What you're saying is the Rambam, but it's not Chassidus. Chassidus does not agree with that Rambam. The Rambam says the best is always be in the middle, balanced. And you were talking about this 50-50. The Chassidus doesn't agree with that. Chassidus says the best is to go with your midah, how Hashem... what tendency you have, that's where you should go with. Go with that. You know it be natural. But use it for good. And Hasidus believed you can flip evil into good. That's what he was saying about that. It's not the destruction of evil. It's turning evil into good. That's what you have to try to do. That's high. That's the best level. Not to fear things, but because it's given by Hashem to you to deal with. Don't be afraid of it. Handle it, and you will be able to turn it into good. But use your strength. Use your strength in this situation. What is your strength? Don't do something else.
Hashem gives you a test that's opposite your strength.
Yeah, but as he said, let's say, you can figure out how your strength... You have to maybe play some mind game on yourself, but... Sometimes you have to, you know, but I, as you said, sometimes you just have to go with your weakness and do it with weakness. But sometimes you can use your strength to flip it into where your strength will help you. It's not so simple, but it's doable, okay? You can do it. In general, that's a strategy. I mean, that's your choice. When you get into a situation, you have to make that choice. The first most... If you can get your strength into the situation, that would be better, because obviously you have strength. If, unfortunately, it's a situation where your strength is counterproductive, because you're about chesed, but having chesed, it would be terrible. Let's say you have... whatever, let's say, God forbid... Somebody in your family is very ill. You have to be cool. You have to put them into the hospital and yes, say, yes, I want the doctor to operate. Even though I know it's a life-threatening procedure, I have to say, yes, we will operate. Otherwise, oh, I don't want them to have the pain, I don't want them to feel, so the person's going to die. I have to be, have used my din. But really, it's chesed, because I'm saving a life. So there's a case where you can use your strength of chesed to do the din of a very serious, difficult, and life-threatening operation. So you're using din, but you bring chesed to bear. That, I find, is going to be good, because you have chesed. You can have the chesed, and that'll be the justification for the din. So that's, and if you're ish chesed, it's good. And now sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to use din and say, I have to abandon chesed.
You can always find.
I mean, I don't know. Let's say a kid is cheating. He's cheating five times, caught fifth time. I must throw him out of the school. But meanwhile, he's not. Now he has nothing. So I have to. I can't even say I'm doing him a chesed by throwing him out of the school. I've got to throw him out of the school. I have to use din because the goodness of the school, in other words, 100 other students, if we let this guy keep on cheating, I'm hurting 100 other students. So the good of the 100 others means that this guy's got to have a din. He has to go out. It's against the old chesed. I have to squash the chesed and just do the din. Sometimes that's the way it is. You know, it's not easy if you're about chesed. If the throw this kid out of the school, it's not easy. Parents come, everybody's crying. Yes.
Yeah, last year when I was in Israel, I went right before Pesach to the almana of Meir Soloveitchik, who just passed away in Adar last year, the first girl's son. So I and a couple friends went. We were speaking to his son, who was there. We asked him to like tell some stories about his father. He said a line that I thought was very, very interesting. He said that his father was a typical brisker. He was very strict, very, everything had to be said in. But he said he was only a brisker with himself. When it came to other people, he was a big balchesed, that he wasn't demanding of other people. He understood other people have like normal needs and feelings that he could ignore his own, but he couldn't ignore others.
That's great. Yeah. Able to do that. Yeah. That's great if you can do that, to be a din for yourself and chesed for others. That's great.
I read a commentary on like Keresh Rambam that said that is that if someone else does something wrong, it's a mistake. But if you do it, it's someone new, it's your fault.
Right.
So it's like
that's that idea. Din on oneself and chesed for others. Yeah. Okay, Botai Shikach.